Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Chav Zayin. We are up to Siv Gimel, the last line on page 324. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, "Ein the garden bikli ha'asui lakach." You're not allowed to scratch yourself with a kli that is made for that purpose. Elim kein hayu yadav o raglav metunafos betit v'tzoa. Unless your hands or your legs were very dirty with mud and with tzoya. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Ches, Ein Megardin, Dehu Ka'uvdin L'chol. What is the problem with scratching yourself with a kli on Shabbos? Is because that's a weekday activity. Sevkaton test be kli, aval yochol legored biyodav al habasar. But you are allowed to scratch yourself with your hand onto your flesh. Al sheyizor shelo yasa chabura. You just want to make sure that you don't make yourself bleed, that you don't make a chabura. Sevkaton yud, the kli that you can use is a kli ha'asri lakach. Aminim begemara, the Gemara says, "Dimhayo lo kli hamiyuchad l'Shabbos shari." If you have a kli to use that is designated special for Shabbos, that's mutter. Because of Amagen Avram. Magid Avram writes, "The mizen nogu habesulos." From here, the custom has become with young girls, "Lios lehem kli misar chazir hamiyuchad l'Shabbos." That besulos have a kli that's made out of pig hair that's designated for Shabbos that they use to brush their hair. Desulo milchsi kuvdin dechol, and then it no longer looks like uvdin dechol. Va'ayin leel besov simin shen gimel v'mishabura degam bazeh ino mutter. Even this is not mutter. Ki'im l'sakin bo ma'atas ha'sa'oros u'lashkivam. Only this is only permissible if you want to fix up a little bit your hairs and to lie them flat. Avalisrok bo aser apazeh. But to brush your hair with such a brush, that would not be allowed, even though it is designated for Shabbos. She'efsher shelo yitlosh seyar. Because it's not possible that it won't pull out some hair. Sivkotan Yud Aleph, we said the only time you can use the kli is if your hands and feet were very dirty. Desulo milchsi al yedei hagerud kuvdu dechol. If you're very dirty, it's clear why you are doing it, then it no longer looks like a weekday activity, and then it's going to be permissible. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalud, lo yosuch raglo b'shemen v'hu b'soch haminol o asandal hachadoshim. You should not pour on your foot oil if your foot is inside any kind of shoe or sandal that is new. Mipnesha or misrakich v'dami li'ibud, because by pouring oil on your foot when it's in a shoe, so then the leather of the shoe is softening, and that is similar to tanning leathers. Avosoch raglo umanicha b'minil. But what we can do is you can smear the oil on your foot and then place it in the shoe. Vesoch kogufo umisagel agav ha'or. And you can also smear oil on your body and then roll over onto the leather. Vehu shelo yeheba shemen hanishof migufo shir kedei la'abdo. This is only assuming you don't have enough oil that's going to be rubbing off of you onto the ur, the shear that could be doing the ibud. Afilu yeshbo kedei letzatzecho mutter, even if you have enough that can polish the leather, but as long as it's not to be ma'abedit, it's not enough to be ma'abedit, that's going to be mutter. V'hu shalo yechavin afilu letzatzecho, even though you could have enough that is there to polish it, but you have to have kavana, you have to make sure that you do not have kavana to do the polishing. So the Mechaber over here to summarize says you should not smear oil on your foot when it is inside a shoe because that would be like doing ibud. Rather, you can smear the oil on your foot and then put in the shoe. You can smear it on your body and then go on to the skins. And that is only assuming that there's not so much oil on you that the amount that's going to rub off onto the ore is going to be a shear of ibud. Even if there is enough to do the polishing, that's still going to be mutter, but you can't have kavana to do the polishing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sif katan yud beis lo yosuch." Don't pour the oil on. The hinei ibud haor hu echon me'avos molachos. Tanning leathers is one of the avos molachos. The ibud hu imoleach es haor, and ibud is called if you use salt on the ore. Oshem abdo b'shar dvorim shederach la'abdo, or you treat it with any other material that is normal way to tan the skins. The chenim dores haor b'raglov. So too, if you stamp upon the ore with your feet, achi iskasha, until it hardens, oshem irakacho biyodo, or you soften it in your hands, umoshcho, and you stretch it out, umashva oso, and you make it equal, kederach shaharatzanim osin chayiv. If you do it, you work it the way the leather workers normally do it, that would be a chayiv, dehu toledes ma'abed, that would be a toled of ma'abed. V'chein imirakecho or b'shemen, so too if you soften the leathers with oil. Gam kein me'inyan ibur hu v'chayiv. That's also in the area of ibur and yubichayiv. V'lochin tzarech li'zor mitam zeh. Therefore, you have to be careful for this reason. Shelo limshoch min ha'chodesh b'shemim. That you should not be pouring oil onto a new shoe. U'b'chayi odom kosav d'chiyu v'nami yesh b'zeh. L'chayi odom writes, that would be a chiyuv d'araisa. V'yesh osrin gam b'minol yoshan. Some say that pouring the oil is going to be osir even if it is an old shoe. U'b'prap b'zman hazeh. Specifically nowadays in the Fishi Ami Ha'aretz, we have a lot of people who are amaratzim. V'yavo l'hokel gam b'chadoshim. They're going to come to be lenient even by new shoes. B'vada yesh l'hachmir b'chol gavni. For sure yet we machmir in all cases. The kosher came in kavanoso b'meshichas Hashem in kedeshia min al shachar. Certainly, if your kavana in putting the oil on the shoe is in order that the shoe should become black, nira diyesh lesser l'kliyam b'mishum chashash tzvia. It appears that would be also according to everyone. That would be a chashash of dying. The ata nafsur l'inyanenu. Now we'll come back to our topic. To mishum iser ibud, because of this iser of tanning leathers, osru gamkein la'odom. They also asked a person she is sabib ayide pulaso she is rake chaur. As part of the iser of ibud, they did not allow a person to, in a roundabout way, bring about an action that will soften skins. V'lochein osru losuch raglo. Therefore, the mechaber says his din that you can't be pouring oil on your foot when it is inside the shoe. Sefkater nigimel. We said if the shoe is new, there be yishanim su bo mishum chash ibud. If it's an old shoe, there would be no concern of ibud. Unlike we saw the mishabur before, there would be a tzad nowadays to ask even an old shoe because of the amaratzim that will mix up an old shoe and a new shoe. But the mechaber holds that is dafka a problem with new shoes. By old shoes, there is no problem of ibud. Sivkodan yudalat avasach. But we said you can't smear the oil on your foot and then put it in the shoe. Cave under the noga hashem and bahor. Since at the time when you placed the oil on your foot, it was not touching the skins. Sivkot and tesva v'hu shelo yehei. We said as long as there's not so much oil that's going to rub off, that's enough of the sheer ibud. Dim yesh b'Hashem and sheer kedei la'abdo. Because if there is enough oil that's going to be rubbing off your body onto the ur to be ma'abed it, aser af de'enu mechavin l'zeh. That's going to be aser even if that's not your intention. Sivkot and tazayin. We said even if there's enough that's going to polish the leathers, as long as your kavana is not for that. The imachavim bilgilgulo agabe haor. Because if your intention in rolling over onto the or, obisoch raglo umanicho baminol, or when you're smearing the oil on your foot and then placing it in the shoe, if your intention is in those cases, kedele tzachtzeach haor aide hashemem, it's to polish the skins through the oil, usr, that's going to be forbidden, gzeira atu hechosh and miskavin l'abdo. That's going to be usr as a gzeira that you might come to be machavin to tan the skins. The kol shekein hecha shemosheach hamidol b'shemen, certainly in a case where you're spreading the oil on the shoe, afil yim hashemen muat, even if there's only a small amount of oil, u'mechavein rak kedei letzatzecho, and your kavana is only to polish it, to us, so that's going to be forbidden. U'letzatzeach hamin olim ayidei hameiruach shachar shekorin vixen. And to polish one's shoes with basically shoe polish, kosa b'sefer teferes yisrael dim osa afilu alidei en yehudi osur ad lo era v'dei sheyosu. Even if the shoe polish was applied by a non-Jew on Shabbos, you'd have to wait till after Shabbos, the time it takes to do the polishing itself. V'da, you should know, the le'inyan chiyav chatas v'ibud, when it comes to the chiyav chatas for tanning skins, v'chein le'inyan avshota sa'ur, and so too when it comes to taking off and removing the skin from the animal, du gam ke malacha daraisa, which is also malacha daraisa, hu im yesh bo shir kedei lasos kameya. These two isurei daraisa are only applicable if there is a shear of leather that can make an amulet. Ule'inyan isura, but when it comes to the isa derabbanan, afilu b'koshu, even any size will be asa derabbanan. Hamafarik duchsustus me'al haklaf, one who separates the duchsustus from the klaf, and in the brackets he writes, duchsustus hu chelak ho'or shel tzad abasar, that is the part of the skin that is on the inside towards the flesh, uklaf hu achelak shel tzad aseyar, and the klaf is the part of the skin towards the hair, which is the outside, hareza toledes mafshit, that would be a tolda of the Av of Mashit, if you are separating the Sustus from the Or on Shabbos. And that concludes Simen Shinchav Zayin. And now we're going to begin Simen Shinchav Ches, Din Chola B'Shabbos, the very important Simen about the halachas of a Chola on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Mi sheyesh lo mechush v'alma, one who has a minor ailment, v'hum is chazik v'holech kabari, and he strengthens himself to walk around like a healthy person, osur lasos lo shum refuah. You're not allowed to do for that person any refuah, afilu ayidei enu yehudi, even through a goy. Gzeira mishum shchika samimonim, and that's because of a gzeira you might come to grind up the spices to make the medicine. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, mechush v'alma v'hum is chazik, the im koiv le tuva, because if he is in a lot of pain, the cholo kol gufa ideizem, because of his pain, his whole body feels sick, o shenofa le mishkav, or he's bedridden, af she'ein bo sakona, even though he's not in a state of a cholo sheyesh bo sakona, still mutter lasos b'shvilo refuah she'ein ba malacha, you would be allowed to do refuah for that chole, as long as the refuah does not involve malacha. Ki ahi de simen shinchav zayin sef aleph v'chi agavna. V'ayidei enu yehudi mutter lasos afilo malacha gemura. And you'd be allowed to ask a guy to do even a malacha gemura for this person that is bedridden. Ukedol akamon b'sif yud zayin v'sif lamed zayin, like we'll see later on, in yud zayin and lamed zayin ayin shom. Now if you look at note number 3, he points out a very important thing. We said in the Mechaber that a meichosh ba'alma refuah is aser. The Mishnah Berurah said that if he's the imkoyev letuva, but if it's very painful for him, and therefore because of the pain is cholo kagufo or nafala mishkov, so then we said refuah that it doesn't involve malachas mutter. Note number 2 writes, we begedder nafala mishkov. How do we define exactly what bedridden nafala mishkov is? Explains of this in Karela, Cha'af mi she'ein kogufo ko'ev, even if his whole body's not hurting, elo she'machmas ha'ke'evim, einu yocho lasos es ma'she tzarech lasos. But because of his pains, he's not able to do what he's supposed to be doing. Nechshav k'nofel mishkov. Says in this in Karela, that's already considered nofel mishkov, and that person would be allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, so that's a chiddush of this in Karela. Not only chola kogufo, but even nafal mishkov, and he teaches nafal mishkov as he's in so much pain that he can't do that which he needs to do. That is grounds to do a refuah that does not involve any malacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Beis, for the person who just has a minor ailment, we said you can't do shum refuah. Haynu afilu dvarim she'im behem yishum malacha gam kein aser. Even if it's a refuah that does not really entail any malacha, that itself is going to be aser. Ukedale'el besimin shinchav zayin sef aleph ula kamon. B'sif lamed vav v'chi agavna. Sifkatan gimel v'afilu adein yehudi. For a person who only has a mechosh ba'alma, not only could Yisrael not do a refuah for him, but you can't even ask a guy. Haynu afilu dvarim shurak mishum shvus. Even if you're only asking the guy to do something that involves a malacha d'rabanan, gam kein osir al yado. So even though it's a shvus to shvus, it's still going to be forbidden. Kevan shurak mechosh ba'alma. Even though a shvus to shvus sometimes is permissible, but a mechosh ba'alma is not grounds to tell a guy to do a malacha d'rabanan. Even a shvus to shvus will not be allowed. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Abiz, Mi Shiesh Lo Cholish Al Sakona. Now we go to the other extreme. We go from a Mechush Ba'alma in Sef Aleph to a Cholish Yesh Bo Sakona in Sebez. Mitzvah Lechalel Olav Es HaShabbos. It's a mitzvah to be Mechalel Shabbos to help the Cholish Yesh Bo Sakona. V'hazoris HaReza Meshubach. Anyone who's Zoris, that is praiseworthy. V'hashoel, one who asks a Shiloh when there's a Chash of Sakona, HaReza Shofech Domim, that is like murder. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet, mitzvah. We said it is a mitzvah to be mechalel Shabbos for a cholish yesh bo sakana pirish lasos lo refuah. It's a mitzvah to be mechalel Shabbos to do for him a refuah. Ve'atam, the reason is mishum diksiv v'chay b'hem, because the pasuk says v'chay b'hem, and we learn out from there v'lo shiyamus b'hem, that we're supposed to keep the mitzvahs and chay b'hem, but not to die by the mitzvahs, and therefore we do override Shabbos to keep a person alive. Siv katan hey. The Hazoriz Areza Meshubuch, Ayin Lakamon Besipyud Beis, U Bahagor Shom Bemashin Nichtol Shom Meshabura, the Ayin Biyardeya Sov Simin Kuf Nun Hey De Boinet Shetheya Rufua Yedua La Anoshim O Al Pi Mumcha. It's not that you could do any random thing for a Cholish Yesh Bo Sakana. If you want to be Mechal Shabbos, it has to be that the refuah is known to people or based on an expert. You can't make up your own thing. If you have no idea if it's going to work, it has to be something that is known to people or al pi mumcha, then you're mechal Shabbos, and the zariz is meshubuch. One who asks a question, we said that's shrichas domim, sekot and zayin. Perish, oso ha'ishu meschased. This person who is trying to be a chassid, the yorei lochal Shabbos, and he's afraid to be mechal Shabbos, b'chole kazeh, ki'im ayde mora, He's afraid to be mechallel Shabbos with a chola sheish bo sakana unless he has instructions from a rav. Harehu shofet tamim, that person's a murderer. Sheba'ot shu holeich lishol, because during the time when he goes to ask the shayla yechala shachola yoser, the sick person gets weaker, the yuchal lehistakin, and he's able to become a sakana. V'harei hakosav omer lo samar adam reecha. The pasuk says, don't stand idly by when your friend's blood is being spilled. You can't just sit there when he's being killed to ask a shayla, save his life. Ubi Yushalmi Isa, the Yushalmi says, Hanishal Hareza Maguna, not only the one who asked the Shaila is criticized, but even the one who gets asked the Shaila, that's already Maguna. Pirish, Mishum Sha Talmud Chacham Bimikomo, because this Talmud Chacham in his place, Hayulo Lidrosh Bepirka Lakol, he should have darshened in the shir in front of everyone, Kedei She Yedu Kolaam, that everyone should know, Velo Yitzdarachu L'Shalo, everyone should know that if there's a Cholesh Yesh Vasakana, you just do what you have to do, and you don't ask a Shaila. And therefore it's Maguna if he gets asked a Shaila, because he was not Mechanech his congregants the proper way. V'machola Be'atzmo Misyare She'avru Olav Es HaShabbos, if the one who is a Chola that's in a state of Sakana, he's afraid for other people to Mechal Shabbos on his behalf, Kofen also, we force him to let them be Mechal Shabbos, umedabrim alibo shu chasida shel shtus, and we speak to his heart and we convince him and we make him realize that this chasida that he's trying to have is narishkeit, it's a chasida shel shtus. You absolutely have to be Mechal Shabbos when there is a chash of sakanas nefashos. We will stop here and continue with Siv Gimel in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.